Scientists trying to map the Pacific seafloor got an unexpected assist from the world's second largest mammal. These fin whale songs are usually treated as noise by seismologists because they muddy up data gathered at the bottom of the ocean. But new research published this month in the journal Science found the loud chirps that fin whales make actually have a similar effect as the advanced instruments seismologists use to peer into the Earth's oceanic crust. Václav Kuna is a postdoctoral fellow at the Institute of Geophysics in Prague. This discovery was part of his research at Oregon State University, and he joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Let's hear a little bit more of what these fin whale chirps sound like. These are fin whale calls that have been sped up 10 times so they're audible to the human ear. Tell us about when you realized these sounds might be more than just noise.
It was actually quite a coincidence. I was working with seismicity, and we had these ocean bottom seismic stations on the ocean bottom. And when I was searching through the data and looking on something that was earthquake related, I realized those were fin whales. And because I'm a seismologist, I found out that there might be some signals that are actually not just the water waves that are traveling through the water, but also some subsurface signals.
Give us a sense of how loud these whales are.
So they are very loud. Those are one of the loudest sounds in the ocean. They are about 189 decibels, which is comparable to engines of large ships. So they are very, very loud.
Were you surprised no one else had thought to use whale songs in this way before?
Actually, yeah, I was quite surprised because for me, being a seismologist, this is kind of an obvious use of them. But I suppose that mostly the fin whale calls and other whale vocalizations, they have been studied extensively by biologists and by people who are interested in whales themselves and not that much of seismologists that would be looking at it from a different perspective. So, yeah, I was quite surprised that nobody have thought of this before.
Okay, let's break down your work a little bit. So what exactly are you trying to figure out about the seafloor, and how do you typically go about getting that information?
So in seismology, it's a quite common task that we are trying to display what's underneath the ground, meaning that we are trying to find out what the thickness of crustal layers are and also what's the seismic velocity in those layers. And we need to know these things for many applications, like oil and gas industry uses this information a lot, but also for scientific applications, for geology, climatology, and seismology too. So we always need to have some kind of a source of signal that travels beneath the ground and then bounces off layers in the ground, and then receivers that can receive these signals. And based on the time that the signal travels from the source to the receiver, we can calculate the thickness and the velocities within the crust. And the source is usually something that is called an air gun, which is like a quite large pressurized chamber. But those are also very expensive. And also they create a lot of noise in the ocean that is being debated to be harmful for ocean wildlife.
Oh, that's interesting with the air guns. How do the whale calls compare to the air guns?
They are not as loud as air guns. And also the fin whales, they have quite a narrow frequency range. And the air guns, they are much more broadband. So they go from these low frequencies up to hundreds of hertz. So characteristics of the sound or of the signal definitely favors the air gun. However, the fin whales are just out there already, and we have recorded so many of them. And also we just don't need to create artificially those signals that may bother the wildlife out there.
Do you think this finding could reduce the use of air guns in the future?
Well, the fin whales cannot definitely replace air guns because they can penetrate deeper and we can get higher resolution of the subsurface. However, using air guns is very expensive and also it's being quite a bit regulated. So I think at some places where we cannot either afford or cannot use air guns for ecological reasons, we may get like some supplement from the fin whale calls and we can use them in a similar manner.
Václav, you're a seismologist benefiting from biology, but could it go the other way too? I mean, fin whales are endangered. Could this research help biologists and conservationists actually protect them?
I think in a way it can. Fin whale calls has been studied on ocean bottom seismic stations previously, so I would not say that my study is the first of its kind in this manner. Studying or using seismological tools to study whales is definitely possible, and we can track whales and we can maybe estimate quantities. And yeah, methods similar to what I showed in the paper can be used and can help biology too.
Václav Kuna is a postdoctoral fellow at the Institute of Geophysics in Prague. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thanks for having me.